Blog Talk Radio.
Chinupa Puhamani, co-hosting for Blog Talk Radio, shedding light. New calls.
What's up,
Kippy? New
all the ones that are calling in, this is Chinupa Puhamani. As callers continue to call in, please state your name so we can get publication and clarification for you to be part of the show tonight. Once again, this is Chinupa Puhamani with Blog Talk Radio with my sister, Leona. So without any delay of understanding, I'm going to open this up with a prayer to begin where we need to start off on a heavy atmosphere. O kanchula lakota oate kile nai hinajipina daku wogla kok de kile ne chetka hochi chok ne chuha unchi ma khaki anaka pteh papi unchi nisha e chetka hochi chik na khatia topa ki wa man khaska isha hochi chok khatanko oate wan bli oate e khaka oate sinte sapla hena ate oate ki slonkiu api un lakota Champetu kile tona hong o kanchula tima hiupina. Ish an taku I woglaka ona. Ish tu kala o nagupta unk tek iepikte. Wichokana wichoyon kit hopi hong hena echa o katake kakonia o yate lechun se oichun kapi. Chante o waste. Chake lechanu pagluha money. Lechun se wahiu takena o kanchula o yate kilena oicha. Honach unkilena chichupi. Kya hai chhota tu kya ke? Dona hunk ake tima hiu ke wo pila thanke echi chab. Dona yahi nasipi wo pila thanke echi chab. Ho mita kebi. As we begin another show of the Indian country's atmosphere, I wanted to kind of go into something real strongly, and then I'm going to open it up to everybody and the new callers that just called in. Please introduce yourselves so we can keep the show rolling. As I shared in the prayers, understanding, I wanted people to demonstrate two things of this reality that's unfolding. In Indian country, especially with South Dakota's population of the decreasing of our, related relatives, whether they're native and otherwise, I wanted to take this essential part to give you guys a real strong value of how America practices and perfects colonial policies to neutralize human rights against people. The essential American soul is an evil person that is full of hate. Okay? So, when this evil person that has the hate full in his heart and body, this individual isolates himself in a manner of being stoic, which makes the white race a killer of men, women, and children, and the elderly. Why do I say that? The way to overcome these things that the white man has created, we have to understand that we must hold them accountable in a traditional form of our prayer necessity. This will make that people understand that he is going to die within himself with that hate. Physically, he'll still be there, but the soul of it will die. And so when it dies within him, they no longer become a people of hate or of racism. This is why I use that vocabulary of a stoic man. And for people that don't know what stoic means, it's a replica of how their behavior is because they're an ill-bred people that is sickly, showing its wherewithal of behavior of harming others that never done nothing to him. And that's the essential American soul full of evil. So as I continue on to open up this show tonight, I wanted people to really pay attention to that understanding. Now, for the Lakota people, in general, as we talked for the past few days and others that came on board, and like my brother Bryce and, all the sisters, Jenny, Jenny and my sister from up north in the Montana area again, you know. I wanted people to really look at this, and our younger brother, you know, Lanny, and, you know, Laleen, and others that came upon, Brother Bill. I want people to demonstrate this understanding within themselves. When you want good intentions that allow us to continue to serve independence, we must remember, Wea, Lena, Mini, Kahapi, okay? Wea, Lena, Mini, Kahapi, meaning that the women made the water. Eoncha, Mini, Kile, Nahaksi, Tachon, Kit, Hope, Heon, Kius, Papan, Ni, Unk, Unkte, okay? Makes sense? Yes, it does. For some that got away from the philosophy of the interpretation of our way of living and the language, that's where water came from. For us men, we die at an early age, and our women are going to continue to live longer, clear up into the hundreds. And so we men, we're going to reluctantly pass on at an early age. But if we take the responsibility and demonstrate the refinement in everything we do, that's how we make one become very independent. That's what we don't do in modern teaching. So again, when I go back to that same philosophy, Wea, Lena, Mini, Kahapi, they made the water because when we were fetuses and a newborn child growing in it, we were surrounded in the water of the belly of our mothers. Get it, folks? That's where Mini comes from, our women. They are the only ones that are purified naturally, and we men have to go back into the sacred lodge to prepare ourselves to remain in balance with our women. And so to this day, in 2020, you know, November 21st, 2020, we don't practice these rituals of understanding to help our people grow, whether it's the youth or the generations above. We don't take that opportunity, and the youth don't take that opportunity to listen to our elders. Reluctantly, Chinupa Gluha Mani has done that. Heuncha, I share that understanding to everybody. And that's the opening prayer phrase I'm giving to everybody to begin the show. Welcome aboard, everyone. Bill, Bryce, whoever wants to start first, go right ahead. I'm opening it up to you. And like I said, if it gets a little stoic and out of hand, I'll bring it back to the reality. So go right ahead. Which one of you want
you
to
have
step up?
New callers? Right, new callers, will you please state your name?
This is Bernice Seminole calling in from Montana, Northern Arapaho, and Utica.
Glad to hear you and glad to have you on board, Bernice.
We have another caller.
Thank
please
you.
State your name.
Yeah, this Lanny is Jenny LaFont calling in from Northwest Montana.
Okay, we have another caller. Please state your name.
Lanny LaFont, Eagle Butte, South Dakota.
All right. We're going to have a beautiful show tonight. Glad to have you on board, Lanny, Jenny, Bernice, Bill, Bryce. Begin. Somebody open it up as I open it up with a prayer and an understanding of good real. So go right ahead.
This is Bernice. So getting back to the conversation that we had yesterday about trying to get all of these tribes unified and how it's done. And me and Jenny were talking on the phone earlier today, and something struck me while we were talking, because this conversation has been talked about for like 40 years now, you know, trying to get the people unified, trying to get them together so that we can help ourselves and each other. So then how is it going to be done, and when is the talking going to stop?
Well, as I illustrated this understanding at the beginning, okay, when the essential part of how America practices and perfects colonial policies and colonialism, they introduce a value system within their own flesh and body and their evil soul, because it generates nothing but evil and hate, which isolates that white body from doing anything courageously good and honorable. So the devil himself becomes a white race killer that kills nothing but men, women, and children, and old people, meaning the elderly. So, but one day, that element is going to die with them, okay? But the body that overrides itself with the goodness and honorable things, that's when that white man's soul begins his journey. So when we reflect to the other part of the demonstration of taking that time and opportunity to the refinement in everything we do, we always got to remember that the women are the governors and keepers of water, because we men are born in it when we are in the womb of our mother. And so I said this illustration in Lakota, Wia, Lena, Mini, Kahapi. They made the water. So plain and simple. So the realities that go on in today's atmosphere, when you neutralize Native women and other people of color, you kill them by connecting to the essential parts that's theirs from the freedom that they came from. And so to eliminate some of the graft and corruptions between tribal governments and all the other bureaucracies that unfold, we got to, and I say this on a constant basis, we got to quit thinking like the white man. If freedoms are provided for us by the international communities, which is the globe itself, because there are many independent communities around the world, that necessary measure can reach the conjunction of our people if we prevent them from doing the evil that they've been doing for approximately 520-something-odd years since they've been in our country. And it's been that long, 520-something-odd years that they've been in our country, and not one Indian turned white. So this is my point of understanding where the graft and corruption comes from a tribal government's perspective. A tribal government was designed to break down the kinships of a family unit, which in Lakota we call it the Tiospae or Tiospa. So these two units were broken down by the tribal government to take you away from your language, to take you away from the values that you share as a household. Today we don't do that because nobody counsels with each other the way it used to. Reluctantly, Chinupa Gruhamani has been brought into that through his late grandparents, my grandfather Roy, my grandmother Cecilia, and my late mother Yvonne. They taught me these things when times like this, as a basic necessity, can reject the ideas of this philosophy that this heinous man and the hairy man of these implied to our everyday living by a gender quality. Not an equality, a gender quality. If it ain't white, it'll never be right. Make sense? Yes, it does. So this is how tribal governments collectively break them human rights to neutralize us from being free. We don't talk about freedom. We don't talk about the forms that show exactly what this man's capable of doing, whether it's him as an individual or his wife included, because they're both the same thing. The wife can't even tell him what to do. And so when you're caught and being brought up into a patriarchal regime, that's what was forced upon us since the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934 took its course, to take that matriarchal system and destroy it within and make the man become patriarchs in the form of white justice. That's inhuman, folks. And this is what's been going on since the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934 has been implied and forced upon our people. And again, by that gender of quality. But keep in mind, folks, it was the indigenous women that never, and I repeat, and I love all you indigenous women, and I love my African sisters and my Mashika sisters from downtown for never taking up the pen and marking their name and signature on the damn treaty. Thank you, women, for continuously to stay free. Otherwise, mom and grandmother and many other ancestors, mothers and grandmothers, would never ever give me that value to stand for them and protect them as a human right. So therefore, I give it back to all of you. And that was a good question. And I hope I answered it as best as I could for you, Sister Bernice. Back to you all. Yes.
Lanny, I'd like to express myself here for a second.
Right ahead.
Early on, when the Europeans and the British came to the to our land, the woman was always an essential part of the family, and still to this day, they're still our leaders. They have a lot of courage. Up there in Daffles, in Standing Rock, a lot of the women stood up and really showed a lot of courage. And there was times when men stayed back, but the women were the ones who had the courage and led a lot of the provided a lot of leadership in hard times. Now the times have always been hard for us as leaders and our as people, because when the British first started to have these meetings with natives, a lot of the councils included women, and the women were an essential role in those meetings that would take place. And the British knew that they needed to keep the women separate from the men, and they just wanted to deal with the men, basically dividing and conquering our own people. So early on, whenever they would have these negotiations, the British would lock the women out of the meetings. And that's one of the most important things, like we had as a people. The women were the ones that really dictated, that had a lot of pull in our culture, because even when the men had meetings, we never jumped straight to a decision. As natives, we like to digest the information, and we like to bounce it off of our women. And so what would happen is we would have the council meetings, and then they would go back to the teepee, and they would discuss these issues with the women in their family, how we would come to these decisions. So the woman was always an essential part to us, and they were, they were really, an equal part of who we are as a people. Now, this bravado that come along is a European one, where you have to be a man, you have to have all this pride, and you have to be tough. And we understood as a people that we had to be meek, we had to be humble, we had to have all of these things in order to be a good person. But even to this day, like myself, I like to have as many people involved in the decision, if I have to make a decision, whatever it is. And the woman, I really want to thank you for your words. And, I learned a lot about the woman and the making of the water. And I mean, that's really a sacred thing there. And those are really good words, because, we hold this water sacred, and this water's life, and it's very important to us. So, but that right there, with this IRA government, it's not a meeting of the people. What we have here in Cheyenne River is obviously we have lots of corruption, and in the traditional sense of who we are as a Lakota, everybody had the right to speak, and everybody had the right to be heard. So in the traditional meetings that took place a long time ago, the Haniwash Day, every person spoke, and those meetings would take place for 2-3 days, and they would go on into the night, but everybody was allowed to speak. Now, with the IRA government, it's not like that. They just want to make a decision, and what they have is they don't want to hear the people speak. And what we hear in tribal council, with our tribal council, it doesn't matter what the truth is, and it doesn't matter what's right. All they want is to have the votes in place so they can force whatever resolution upon the people. And they don't want to hear the people. They will say, they'll call for the chairman to call for the vote. So that's where we're running into problems here as a people. And for me, I'm going to be 50 in May. So that makes me a Taurus. But anyway, to hear my elders speak like Chinupa and Bryce and, these men, they have wisdom, but also our women. When we go into the sweat lodge, our the first round is our woman round. And that first round, the woman will lead the prayer for us. So, these women have, they're also our teachers, our idols. And so, we love to hear their words, and they teach us compassion. For us men, we are harder. We don't have the compassion. We don't love as deep as a woman loves. Why? God will listen to a woman first. So it's one of those things that we have to have that respect. But the European Western, whatever you want to call it, it's all about the bravado and you have to know everything and that's not right. And we're only humans. We're going to make mistakes. So, but that's the way I see things from my perspective. I'm still a pretty young guy here. But these are the things that were taught to me, and these are the things that I've learned. Our women, like my mother, I live with my mom, I love her, because you look at the Europeans and the Republicans and women don't get paid equal pay. And for me, I have a hard time understanding that why would you pay a woman less? Because for a long time my mom was the breadwinner, my dad was a rough living guy. He lived hard, and his money went to the things he was interested in. And my mom, her money went to us, it went for our care, for our shelter, for our clothing, So there was a lot we went without, and what little we had came from my mom. And if we did not have that, I would have had a really hard life, So when you hear about like how the modern society doesn't pay a woman, the same. And to me, it's mind-boggling. Like a woman gave birth to you, the guy who's making the decision to hold the woman down. She's going to give birth to your children, and you're going to hold them down. So I don't understand that, somebody really has to explain that to me, because I still don't understand that. But I'll end that right here. I don't want to take up too much time here. Thank you.
Thank you. That's interesting on that part of how you brought this feeling about our women, and because of the patriarchal form of taking the rights and the virtues of women. Is Jenny and Bernice here with us tonight, like they introduced themselves with? Jenny, are you available?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I want you to answer the question as best as you can for Lanny from a woman's perspective. And if you have difficulty, Bernice, jump in. Help your sister. And if it gets completely out of hand, don't worry. Chinupa's here to bring it back into the center again. So go right ahead. He's reluctant to learn.
As far as a woman, yeah, he understands what a woman is. But when we go back and we look at our original teachings and instructions and all, for us up here, a woman don't sweat. That's not her place. Hers is outside of the sweat, where she prays to the sacred fire and she pours the water. And we stay on that one up here because it goes with our stories that were given before us, and which I understand it because I feel a woman shouldn't be in that sweat myself. If you really understood it right, how the woman, what she was given a lot of responsibility too when it comes to our ceremonial way of life. You have to separate the physical from the spiritual one. So a lot of them, I say today, a lot of them abuse it because a lot of what you hear from different ones, they say it's not done right the way it's supposed to have been instructed how to do the sweat. I know we have a lot of responsibility. We can't change anything. As far as the women are visionary people. They're visionary ones. But other than that, as far as I could answer, as far as that part. we can't change anything. That's the thing. We can't change anything.
I really applaud that understanding very openly because I was raised in that same fashion about the woman not participating in the sacred lodge. Grandmother, mom never went in because they purified themselves naturally. That concept has been brought in because of the Holy Roman Catholic version of religion and education. So, Bernice, I need you to throw something on to that, what Sister Jenny did. Is she still with us? Bernice? Hello? Okay, going once, going twice, no. Okay, let me get off into something very strong and serious about it. My brother Bryce, you still there? Bryce? Brother Bill?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay, Bryce. Nishantaku iwaglaki achinkiteki. Go right ahead.
We are here. Namini wichuniki la hechiki. Wichaka. Ale uti ina makak na le. Onira wakana. Mini wichuniki la. Le makak daku ichariki la. It's very true today. If you look at our language, it has respect for the women. And they say that the backbone of the woman is the nation. As a great Uchi, Marie Randall, always states, 100 years old. My mother is going to be turning 100 years old. And they're like what Lanny's saying. That's men. Even they say on the battlefield, before a man dies, he calls out to his mother. You know, because that bond strong there for few. for many. And if you look at the creation and coming into this world from the Wakata, yeah, coming in from the stars, coming through the portal, and coming to the mother. The mother keeps us, and scientifically proven. Well, I'm 6 months old. If you're talking English and Lakota and German, that baby will pick up all three languages. We were born with Lakota. When I was born, Lakota is my first language. So that's what my mother spoke. And then she spoke English to us to tell us to get ready to learn to speak English because you're going to go to school. And the regenerative power, that's what the woman represents, the regenerative power. Very important. Just like Maka, Manahi, Yukini, Yukini, you know, so those are elements of renewal and revival. To revive our government, the women meet, like I witnessed my mother when they had a hard time amongst the community and the family. We don't need you, you hop. You know, they called it We Don't Need You. The women got together and they had counsel. And I witnessed about 10 or 12 elder women, my mother's, and some would be crying, chaop, you know, they're crying because they had hardships. Things were hard, difficult in their household, in their family. So they talked it amongst themselves, encouraged each other, and they come up with solutions. You know, that's what I'm saying about the backbone of the women. And the men are out there. Well, my dad was a provider, and he provided food. Yeah, had a third grade English education, but he was full in Lakota, and he knew his mother, grandmother Earth, he knew, provided for us, and he knew where the medicines were. He knew, you know, good hunter, good provider. He tuned up all the pianos in this little town, the churches. He tuned up their pianos. Yeah, our mechanic worked on some of our people would stop in. He helped them with their vehicles. He'd do mechanicing for them. Fix radios, TVs. What I'm saying is the male adapted, even though he was ostracized by the system. It's like what Manny is saying, the women are ostracized by the fair paycheck. So every time the Lakota man adapted, there was other burdens put upon him by foreign dictate, not of his own making. And that foreign dictate stems back to what they call a 1763 British Royal Proclamation. Kind of set up this United States wasn't the United States then, but it set up policy and Indian Trade and Intercourse Act. So if you look at the U.S. Constitution, there's a couple places there that involve the original peoples here, and that's what I'm talking about. When our people adapted. And economically, we're trying to get sound again, provide food, shelter, and clothing. Difficult. And that difficulty, it's been overcome. Like I mentioned before about realty and commodity, these tribal governments, federal governments, state governments, they deal with the budget, a gross domestic product. Trillions of dollars of general fund monies for the United States and millions of dollars for the tribal governments and billions of dollars for the state governments to provide services and that they're woke. Woke on this macaw that affects our Nagi, that we're trying to yukini in order to prosper as families and honor our mothers and fathers. It's the women of the 1877 Act. It said that Chinupa is going to be a white man. Me too. It said it's Lakota men are going to be white men. But it doesn't mention anything about our women. So our women are still free and independent.
Yeah.
Just like the 68 Treaty. The 68 Treaty, Wool Lakota. Article 12, three-fourths male consent. Saving grace for us as a nation. But the women are still independent and free. They didn't sign their name. That's what I said in Lakota. So I said, Iguapeshmi, you know, they didn't sign their name like the men did. And that's an honor because the Chinupa was involved between nations, between the real landowners and the immigrants that were coming through. And Deadwood would be the big case of what Chinupa is speaking of in 1870s. 1871, there was two acts. One act was to quit the treaty making. The other act was to create Washington, D.C., the city of Washington, D.C., Act of 1871. And it goes back to this British proclamation. If you listen to the current president, when he was, the incoming president, Joe Biden, when he was the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, this is on C-SPAN, it's recorded. He threw his hands up in there and said, you know, he couldn't believe it, that we're not under, you know, U.S. Authority here. We're under British Parliament rule. So that D.C., what is called D.C., and our ally, the British, this is what was set down back in the 30s and 40s when they told the Lakotas to come up with your own, or this IRA will be imposed upon you. So when our people came up with our own, they were being punished. Our medicine men were being put into mental institutes. They're being put into jail because they were exercising their free will of independence. We're not under that no more. You know, and every person should be free, especially here in America. But if you understand these acts that come, I mentioned the Federal Reserve Act, Emergency Power, War Powers Act, and Patriot Act, North American Defense Act. These were to usurp your liberties. That's what Russell Meade was talking about to the white man, was that welcome to the new reservation called the United States of America. Now you know how it feels to live on a reservation. So it is a freedom march, and we have the answers. If our women would stand and demand and not question, then the men have to move. How?
Aho, that is really extraordinary on the lesson of what we're talking about tonight as we get into more of the intellectual communications that nullifies us to enjoy what lives we have as a Lakota person. Now, Brother Bill, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, if you want to add on to where Brother Bill, Bryce ran off, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to decipher right now, so I'll just hold on aside.
Okay, well, let me jump in to kind of get some illustration started on this part that Bryce was explaining. I'm going to do it this way in our language. Lechalak is a misumit hockey. Chan maheta, Daku woglaki kihe, Hetchens emila haskaki, wankapi. Ho, ichuha lakhotaki, onkie, woyuk chunkilet hankikia, hena echa, unchi makha, wakhat hankaki chimane tuna, utopanaha, wiako ateki, lena wablet, woyuk chan, waksape. Lena e honey, we chokankile oyateki, who nupa lena o spechakia. Hohetaha, we choikile kakpi yan, hohetaha, tokatakia, gnashkina, na yok picha unk umpi. Heuncha, we are let chanupa he ha, unk ub he ha, echaka natawi e chapi. Hohe weakile ichuna ha, awake. Na yecha hechus e. Toha oyate ki kujap is hunkapsni, is ioti ekiap na kakijap. Chonupa ke he yu sluta no hoetaha. Wichase iapina ha, chonupa he ichupina, opahab na woche ke kaha. Hohena is yan, wochoha ki he yanke. Chawana isam let hokata ke mila hansket ha wop hekide. Ochlati unkia piki lila oyate ki unkit hoki. Washloi kile wolak hot echetkia glunipi. Ah, tamila hasket ha wok heke hechela heches ikusha etum. Heon cha we choich akikile tokata hinazim. Lakota we choiki hena toni umbo kipsi. Natoni wakaki lena lechitkia nazipiki hena echa kipumsni. Hena washteshni mitakipi. Ashta komani. Wasloi ke lena onkichun pikte hanta. Trokata kia lena oyate ki nahaksi ni umpi nahunk nahaksi wableze, woisuta, woyukcha, hena atia nahaksi oispaki. Hena walakab hanta. Tak omeni hena yechetu na ospeni chab o kihib. Istu khala hechuns e yachimsi. Uma chetka hecha yana ha. Chatka ogna hechuns e nazipo. Chatka ogna lechus e walakab hanta, ho he hito hutopa ki hena epi. Na wambali oyateki. Hena ati ha wiaka aitkwaka ki hena echa wichokan ki he na hanshi oispa. Na wacha ki api. Hechanupi. Misa hechamu toha o kanchula le on hiutakab na wonglako. Hechus e yugawa na woche ke wakaka. Ho, takwe lechus e wakheki le E honey tonkashila wakina, unchimit hokina, inamit hoki. Wak sapekilemat hetch on her, hetchus e kaholia, nata ankata, hetchus e kaholia, pina, kakogna, hetchus le, ochlati imichami. O he yokti ya. We chakachni hokilena etcha hunk, and a hetchus itubo kitchni, takwe. Mila hanskat hawop, hekile, kusha oispamna, he is yella wakapi. As Lakota we choke on Kileo Kit Hoppy, Hena Chimpsi, Glunipi, Chahabi Api. As Takomini, Igluhomini, Yab Hunter, Unzik Takalessis, Nazib Hunter, Takomini Takulena Eak Yunjinaha, Yab Chimpsniki, He Glihunikte, No Chichaka. Ake O Panke Ake Numpa, Wixemana, Wixemana Numpa Ake, Wixemana Yamani. Hena hinaz yon ha, we nukta la ki lena onkoki akam na ha, we chokhan ki le, wana glihuni elo e api. We chak hapi mitaki. Ho he chuhan lechus e, taku waste I wong la kokte ki le, doane wia ki lena lechus e onk tujab onkoki. He un cha mila hanska ki lechus e, tak hap onki am cha, wa onspe ki tchopi ke no spe onki am cha, he un cha, wia ki lena akium hapi na tak shite hena, Bila washtesni ke hena unkob khapi. To washtesni. Ho wana lechus e wagina ke na ieska wankte. What I said in honor of my little brother Bryce, expressing more of the gratifications and understandings about these laws and these principles that came even from my late lechi, Russell Mink, who was, I was personal bodyguard and I worked with him when this independent understanding came about and how we challenged the American system. The American system. Okay, the people that were in power in certain agencies and entities. the reason why we stood up to this understanding is because we've seen that more of our people, like our sister Jenny was explaining, were teaching that value to the white race. And it's still happening today on November 21st, the year 2020, which is insane and inhuman, using the vocabulary that belongs to the white man because everyone else can understand that. And in the Lakota language, it's difficult for you to meet that, but that's not my fault. So I do my best to illustrate that more on an open intent. So back to where we're saying that these laws and things that were governing the people, we have to break that common cycle of getting away from it. As I said earlier in the language, uziktakya means back up and see the real picture when you look at the four-legged and the winged creatures. They can reinstitute certain measures of a phase that will create a difference with the population of the people that still want culturist resemblances that give us and promote the exercise of a human right to your own physical self. We don't do that anymore because their way of eradicating and preventing justice, they start off by taking our kids away. And as my brother Bryce had illustrated too, and Jenny, they take our elders and they stick them in confinement centers, which are nursing homes, manors, whatever the name you give them. These are all falsified regimes that destroy people within and without. And so we don't have those basic elements and necessities that go back out there to reach our people and pull them back in. Lanny is doing a good job by being there for his mother. And that's an honorable task for young men that's going to be 50 here. I wish I can go back to when I was 50, but I can't. So I'm stuck with being 63. But anyway, back to this and finishing it up to turn it back to the people. One of the collective understandings that we have to always keep in mind to make it, you know, existence for our people is the development. Remember, again, I said this. I'm only using the English term to describe it so you have an understanding of why these actions are met this way. When you have when you have tyranny, folks, what do you have in a nation? When you have tyranny in a nation, you have corruption. You have no laws that work. You have a preventive justice system that was created by the European philosophers, and so the laws that were interpreted through the Iroquois Confederacy through the United States Constitution is null and void because they don't know how to live by that. Now, from an independent structure that Native people had, as Turtle Island was to begin with since the beginning of time and time immemorial, one of the biggest pieces to that international phase of that law was that we all governed our territorial boundary, meaning those phases of that value system was vested upon us through the Great Mystery and Mother Earth and the Four-Legged. And we only took what we could sustain ourselves in as a valuable unit, man. We don't do that. But instead, because this brand new regime that was forced upon us after these treaties were signed, remember what it says as the preamble to the treaty. As long as the grass grows and the river flows, this land is ours. Okay? That's one of the preambles that's illustrated in those treaties. Okay? So that could either, both illustrations will come from 1851 and 1868. And this is why me and my brother Russell, Lexi Russell, I called him uncle because he looked at me as his nephew and brother. He had two understandings to it. I used to bump heads with my brother and uncle because of this one terminology. And that terminology, folks, was called the 1840 territorial boundary. From the Mississippi clear up to the Missouri River, states that went from them rivers crossings west clear up to grandmother's land in Canada and the western coastal shores. That was what they called the independent land territory. Independent land territory. Okay? So when me and my Lexi and brother Russ used to, you know, clash on that, it took him a hard understanding to interpret. But as time went on, he started getting it. Once you plant the seed and you nurture it, it'll grow. Well, that concept showed exactly as he was development, you know, his understanding, because when we separated our actions, okay, I could not belittle myself before the white race, like my brother Russ did, my late brother Russ, my uncle Russ. I could not do that. So therefore, I had to restrain myself and say, Russ, I can't do that. I cannot. I'm not going to go back home and tell our people that we failed. I'm going to stay right here, because if we want independence, we got to assert it. And ladies and gentlemen, the listening audience, there is an illustration out there where Chinupa Gluhamani was cutting up his driver's license and Social Security card with success, with success. And there was another individual that did that in time and past and present. Don't forget what our brother did who passed on. And we're talking about the brother that helped his country free itself. But again, he got tricked into it too. Mandela, Nelson Mandela did the same thing, and he was in prison for it. When you have a human right to illustrate, you'll understand the nature of those necessities that are dynamically intoned to you as a human being. The populated race of white people hate you, periodly. That's why the racism is inevitable. It's unhuman. So when I get to these conjunctive measures, and I mean conjunctive measures, these measures, okay, those provisions, and again, I'm just using these terms to describe it, those provisions weren't ours as a means of a necessity. When you have language, when you have your language connected to the Earth Mother, the Great Mystery, and all the wing and four-legged creatures, you're independently free. Hello? That's what we don't get into. So when our people are stuck with that mindset of, you know, being so badly assimilated and colonized, we cannot stop and progressively move forward because of all these acts and pacts that Congress and the federal government and tribal government has illustrated for both sides. So we're struggling continuously to assert freedoms. Now, I'm going to say this as I turn it back to people again. Listen, take a look at your mom. Take a look at a female animal, whether it's a dog, a chicken, whatever. Just take a look at the female one instant. Okay? That lady is still free. That woman will always be free and independent, no matter how she's interpreting the value of life. And this is the only physical being, our mother, our sister, our aunt, our children, our daughters, that only facilitate the strong value of love. Okay? No questions asked about that. Take the word life and put it in front of you. L-I-F-E. Take love and put it next to it, whether you put it on the right side or the left side. And it's spelled L-O-V-E, okay? And this is how America raped acronyms, okay? So when they broke these concepts of law and interpreted, you know, this heinous behavior to break acronyms up, they confused the brain to connect to everything that was essential to us as a free and independent people. Okay? So now we abide by his virtues and values of life through his education. So again, when you look at life and you look at love, the only difference between those two words, listening audience, is what's in the center. And we're all troubled by that to this day. On November 21st, 2020. Does it make sense? Yes, it does. So when you destroy the inner self of the life of love, you're dead and you don't know it. Unfortunately, Chanupa is struggling trying to remain with that. Because when you look at life and love, do it at home. Write it down and look at it on a piece of paper and put them in front of you. As I said to you, you can only destroy the inside. And once you do that, that's how bad mass assimilation, mass cultivation, and sensitism from a sociological deformatory that destroys you within. Hello, folks. So listen, I'm going to turn it back to all of you, and I answered that question openly for everyone. Go right ahead. Whoever wants to jump in, go ahead. Yes.
You know, when we talk about the woman and who God chose to deliver the medicine, to deliver what was sacred, you know, God chose the woman for the vessel to do these things. You know, the woman, the Virgin Mary, she brought Jesus Christ.
Okay, wait now, hold it, Lanny. I don't mean to cut you off on that, but I'm going to stop you. I'm going to tell you why. The Virgin Mary and Christianity, do you know when it began?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'll answer it for you. It began in the 3rd century A.D. after the death of Christ. It was one of Jesus' apostles, Bartholomew, that created it for him over there across the water. Turtle Island, which people call America, is governed by our Chanupa, okay? So when you analyze that Christian, you know, Catholicism, you're going to see that it don't belong here. That's where our confusion comes in, because we're not honorable to really recognize as that woman supposed to be, as that pure person that loves both the value of life and love. You see, I broke those illustrations down to help us understand that concept, okay? And if we get away from that constantly and keep reflecting to what the white man has done to us, indoctrination is the killer of modern and civilized man, no matter what color they are. I don't care if they're white, yellow, red, and black. Okay? That concept, it destroys people within, because we're going to put the emphasis on them. I don't give a shit about the white man. I could care less about his Christianity. I could care less about his Bible, because it's all a lie. Do you know what the Bible stands for? B-I-B-L-E? That's a four-letter acronym. Do you know what it stands for?
No.
Okay, I'll answer it for you. You see, that's my education that I learned from the white man. The Bible's symbolic meaning means basic instructions before leaving Earth. Okay? So here's what the white man do. They're not giving you them instructions before you leave Earth. They're killing you to get back into Earth. They don't want you to have knowledge. When you have knowledge, you're successfully in tone to what that enemy is capable of doing. That Bible wasn't here. That was brought over here after they arrived in 1492, because they tried all them other countries outside the water, and they failed over there. And the ones that did pick it up, today they're still bastardizing that value of Christianity. Now, if Christ came into your house right now, knocked on your damn door and said, Lenny, what did you do to take me and those other thieves off that cross? What would your answer be? You wouldn't know how to answer it. But see, he don't live here. That's what we have to break, that concept of getting that assimilation out of us. If we don't, then why can't we live with our women? And you see a lot of broken homes because of this illustration of white phonics, white superiority, white think, white justice. We're destroying our women. So now women are in a patriarchal form representing themselves to be argumentative with men because they wear pants.
Yeah.
That's inhuman. That's not the way it was. See? So our people adapted a colonial practice that never was there. So now look at it. We don't believe in the woman. We don't love her. And we don't honor her for the life that she gives. We violate those principles. So let's keep the topic back over here and screw the white race, because that man is trying to destroy all of us, and he's doing a hell of a job doing that with his new sickness called the corona, better is described as COVID-19. This is germ warfare, my grandfather once told me when he came back from the First World War. And my little brother Bryce has always, you know, expedited that in a true form, because it is germ warfare. It's chemical dependency. And once they get you within yourself, that's how they destroy you, because you can't connect out here with the four-legged, the winged creatures, great mystery, and everything that's dear to you from the four directions. So I'll throw it back to you, Lenny. Don't get offended. That's just the way I am.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't. But the other part, you know, for us, you know, the white buffalo calf pipe woman, she brought the Tanupa for us, you know. So, and then if you talk to the people down south, and the Navajos and the Crows and those people that consume peyote, you know, the woman, the girl, the woman is the one who brought that medicine. You know, God was the one who chose her to bring that medicine to the people. And, you know, she brought it, and he gave her the instructions, you know, when she consumed the medicine, and she gave it to the man, and she told him that he had to carry it. So with all of this, you know, we're connected, you know, the woman spiritually, and we're dependent upon them. But that's a good thing. I mean, that in the end is love, you know, like you say, honor your mother, you know, like, you know, I built this addition onto this old HUD house here and put the wood stove in here for my mom, and she loves it, you know, but that heat, you know, all of that, that's for medicine. You know, she gets out there and she loads it up and she sits there and she enjoys it. You know, it's really therapeutic for her. But those are the things, you know, as a young man, you have to honor your parents. And for me, you know, this was something that I wanted to do for her, to honor her while she was here, just to give her the thanks for the life she gave me and the teachings and the love she gave me. Because, you know, she's a good woman. She feeds everyone that comes here. And even during this pandemic, you know, she opened up her door, and it's hard. It's hard when we have people that are hungry, and she would open up the door, and whether these guys are intoxicated or not, or you know, they're having a hard time, you know, she will bring them into our house and sit them at the breakfast table right next to us, you know. And I'd be like, man, you know, but that's how much she cared for the people. And so I learned from that. And I learned from that. And that's the way we are now. You know, when people come here, you know, we feed them, you know. And if we don't have anything, if you don't have anything, you offer them water, you know, because water is life. And so those are the things, you know, that have been taught to me that I cherish the most. And those teachings came from my mother, you know. So, but there's also, you know, growing up, we don't have all the answers. And we get those from our grandmothers. You know, I was raised, and you were too, and Bryce was too, in that time when we would have these large gatherings, right? We would all be running around, and it would be those aunties and those grandmothers that would, you know, would snatch you up and straighten you out and make, you know, if you were acting wrong, and they would discipline you. And we learned a lot in those times from them women, and because they watched over us, because the men were out doing men things, But in that, you know, they taught us compassion. You know, they taught us to do the right thing. You know, they didn't always use to do the right thing. And so for me, you know, I miss those days. I miss listening to our elders, because and I just want to again thank you for having this show. And I mean, I love listening to you and Bryce and the other guests here speak, because you know it really gives me a lot of knowledge. But I'll end that right there. Thank you.
Thank you. Mitakipi, if there's somebody else wants to jump in on tonight's show again, go right ahead. Jenny, Bernice, Bryce, Bill, come on. Bill, I know you bumped your head enough goddamn times, but you better start realizing, man, that hey, this is our time's ticking. So, you know, I want us all to all have a chance to illustrate what's on your heart and your mind. So go right ahead, brother.
Okay.
Anyone.
Yeah, I'd like to say something.
Go ahead.
I just want to say that I think that your show is great. I think everything that you've been talking about, it really reminds me of my own bringing up. And like you say, sometimes the white man, they don't learn the love and the passion and the goodness in their own lives, because a lot of them have been taught to hate so much that that's what their parents spent most of their time doing, is teaching them to hate others because of the pigmentation of their skin, rather than to love what we have around us, the earth, the sky, the heavens, the trees, the oceans, the rivers, the lakes. They take advantage of a lot of these things. They take it for granted, and sometimes they lose out a lot. But I just wanted to say that because.
Thank you, sister. Rightly said. Thank you.
When you talk about the bringing up and the way that you were raised and everything, my father was a hard worker. He had a farm. He spent a lot of time in the digging up the earth to bring forth more fruit and more food for the family. And we had a large family, so it was really great. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. Okay, Jenny, I think, or Bernice, one of you two, go right ahead.
Yes, I was going to go back to, what is his name, Lanny?
Yeah, Lanny.
Yeah, when he was trying to bring up Christianity and stuff and what you were saying. I always had that confusion about it too at times. But then I had to go back and think about my great-great-grandma, Spagaki, okay, during their time. You have to look at during their times. What they went through, we didn't go through that, you know. But you look back at her time, she was the keeper of the Okanda Blackfoot Woman Ceremony. And at times I used to wonder, you know, during my grandpa Busaki and Upadoopy, my dad's mom and father, when during their time, their days, they were during, you know, times where my grandma Busaki had to carry a Bible just to make it look like they converted, but they were hiding the ceremony out there in that time. So I looked at all those, you know, the past things that happened before myself today, and like I tell you, shared with you many times, and even yourself, you heard that conversation with that young lady when Floyd, your uncle, was still alive. And which really got me at times, and it still gets me, it really bothers me when our own people still demonize down on our ways of life today. Mm-hmm. So when he starts talking Christianity, and like you say, don't belong here. I always say that, don't belong here. It will never work here. Look what happened. Look what's going on today. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people will argue with me, even my own family members will disown me because I talk against their education and their religion. Hmm? Well, I told one of my family members, if that's how you feel, then pack your, you know, your shit and get out of here, you know? If that's how you feel about us people. Hmm? But you leave our feathers alone. You leave those here. That's us. Hmm? See, those type of people, they're educated people. She used to work in a school and everything, and that's what I told her, man. You work with our kids, too? You're the type of people I don't like. Because why? Because you guys talk too educated. You talk down on our ways. Without our ways, you would not be here. None of us wouldn't exist right now without it. that was given to our people. And like he said, okay, you want a question about the white buffalo calf woman? There wasn't two women. It was only one woman that brought both pipes. Mm-hmm. And where did she come from? Mm-hmm. But for us, we know who she is. So she brought the Blackstone pipe, like we say all the time. And I mention it all the time. And then she brought the Redstone pipe down there to Black Joe, to keep it real for us. That's where the heart is. So there wasn't two women, and it wasn't no Virgin Mary. So we have to keep that out of our mind. We can't be mixing tradition with their religion because it don't work. A lot of the elders today are saying that maybe it's time to quit teaching and to quit giving so much knowledge because there's so much on YouTube and media and everything, and that's how they're learning. No, it's not our people learning because we already know, but it's them, the other ones, that are learning from all that. So there was an elder from up north, a lady that said, you know, it's hurting us now. So I look at it and, you know, gee, we have to be careful what we're doing.
Exactly.
We can't just
do
whatever we want. We can't. There's laws and protocols to everything that we do, and we already know that. But how do we fix that part? That part is what's really broken for us.
When he
talks about Christianity, I don't belong here.
I'm really proud of you for that. Thank you.
I'd like to interject
something,
Chinupa, because, you know, you guys are giving your opinions, and everybody has an opinion on this planet, you know. And back in 1952, going back to 1935, when this Indian organization had their first meeting here on the Wakbawa Stereoyanke, they made three motions. In April, they were still trying to organize. They were trying to get a budget together. And the paternal godfather, the white man, BIA superintendent, was guiding them into this modern era back then in 35. But one of those resolutions was to identify all these lands that were taken in these acts of 1906 and 8 and 1910, which basically took more land within the reservation. So if you don't know the Wobhe of the English language and the Wobhe, because that IRA constitution was written in Lakota too, in English also. And Christianity was a place of shelter for some of our people. The Episcopals up here, the Catholics down there in Pine Ridge and Rosebud, where the Catholics dominated, and the Jesuits. Some of them preserve stories because they learn Lakota. They adapt it to what they call survival in the military. So, you know, you got 1 billion Muslims and over 1 billion Christians and 1 billion Chinese. And the science from 5 years ago is you got to put this hard heart down because it's an understanding for everybody on this planet. Why not? So these old guys that put together some back in 41 to 52, they put something together. These Wakawe Shashas. You know, we had holy men then. And they had to go underground because of the paternal persecution going on at that time. So they preserved many things, our language, our Luwampis, our connection. And through that time, a dark period, a very dark period too, in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. So if you understand your history and you see the signs from 5 years ago, which is a sign for every nation and tribe and tongue on this planet, if you understand signs from the Creator, from above, it's a warning for this planet, for humanity, everybody. So if you want to argue about this and that, you're wasting time. You have to set a goal and let's meet it, man. Let's get our traditional governance going. Let's get what the Creator created us. And we have to go back to the original instructions respectfully. You know, if you disrespect the law of reciprocity, which is a spiritual law, comes back, and your elders tell you that, and then the uncle, and then they show, it's it. You know, that's right when they tell you that, if you understand what that means. You know, otherwise you sound loud, loud and divisive, you know. But when you understand what the elders meant, then it makes you humble. Because we can have our own interpretation of anything on this, you know, under the sun, and have our own opinion. But I hope we're talking about something greater and unity of our traditional government. That's what it's all about. That's salvation, you know. And if we veer off of that, then unity, you know, don't be that way. You know, if we're going to stick together, and some of us, we gotta bring this out, man, and we gotta be united. So, you know, you say, "Awocheke yakaka hechetulo, loa loa yakaka hechetulo, hechet." You know, duwe ukaka pile puka huni unkisi aptecha. But it seems like we don't remember every second and minute that we're supposed to. We forget, and then our opinion can become like barbed wire. I've seen it happen, even amongst elders, even amongst treaty council, even amongst tribal governments, even amongst the federal government and state governments. I see this division, man. There's no unity. And there's big waves coming to wipe things out, cleanse it. Yeah, that's coming. So we should sit here and argue about little things that don't matter. Or we can talk about big things that matter and try to make them happen. That's it.
Let me jump in here as time's getting close. Bryce, nobody was upset with any of this stuff which you interpreted. Okay, I want you to hear me real carefully now. Okay, what we're saying. Okay, and you all can do it the way you want to. I'm not. We're all opinionated. What I'm saying is, enough of the philosophical white standards, okay? Enough of that. That's what creates this, so you all get offended, okay? I'm not offended. What I don't want to hear is what goes on. Okay, so if the tribal governments have these illustrated in Lakota, why doesn't the IR governments work? They'll never work because we're not interpreted that way. It's been forced upon us. That's the difference. A good example is when we look at our African brothers and sisters in our country. Their language is taken away from them because of this abuse, corruption, and their names have been taken away. So over a course of time from a new millennium, from ancient times, we're forgetting them. Nobody's getting mad. I don't know how you took that understanding on, but no. I'm trying to help everybody understand that this war we're up against is created by the white race. If we don't point the finger at him for the first time and challenge him on things to leave things alone, then we're never going to move ahead, and this unification is never going to work. The togetherness will, but not unification. See, illustrations of that is not brand new, but it was created by them. So we keep arguing, and we keep talking like a white man, but we can never stay the course of language where it was specifically addressed in a professional capacity. I'm only using that to describe it because all tribes had that. That's how they conveyed and, you know, conversed with everyone through the animals and those natures. So if that offended you, that's not what it was interpreted to do. No, that wasn't to offend Lenny. What I'm saying is breaking the cycle of how a white man used his dominant culture to destroy us. And look, we want to protect that side of it through the anger and all that. I don't care about any of that. This is a great, tremendous show. And every reservation has radio shows, but nobody brings these because we're trying to do it in the sense of, in a Lakota, you know, illustration, we're trying to do it wakwala, okay, which are inila. I understand that, okay? But I also understand what Christianity has done to many other people even this education system. We don't even know the value of our Lakota, you know, illustrations in education if we have that. It's just so-called a way of life. Until our people get back to that, then that's how we're going to illustrate all this. So we know different pieces of the English, you know, vocabulary that's described to us, okay? And I cannot, and I repeat it over and over on a countless, you know, avenues, I'm not going to put the emphasis and the strength of the encouragement on the dominant culture that continues to do this. We're living in a fear-based society that does racism. And it's still breeding it to this day. And the white race is the only one rebelling towards it, man. But we can't really seem to comprehend with that because you all got a mask on. All of you do. Don't tell me you ain't. You all do because you want to prevent it. It's going to happen one way or the other. But if you can't believe in the sacred ways of our way of life that's been here since time immemorial, we're never going to be successful with the traditional elements of it. And again, folks, as an advancement to this therapy of understanding, I'm only using the English consonant to describe it. So I'll break it this way, real fastly. Wichoyekile nahakshi huk yuhapi. Lakota kile wichoyeki kusha oispapi. Lila iotieki abnakun. Ash, gakomeri wichocha ogna. Wa onspekilena luhab hunta. Wo aksape, wo pche, wo yukcha, wo yupchumpte. Naha, takulena shkanyapiki. Hena hechus echab unkiapi. Mena huskat hawichochan ki he echela euntuapi. Lila oyokshiche mitakipi. Wat konkile mini picha, mini sha, mini wakha. Hena atia yankapi, no one shichu ki hena kachap. Ho, pezuta shicha insha kachapi. Pezuta shichikile pezi. Natakule na wap heki ska hena insha hechus e kachapi. Chowinihus nitakule na insha. Haki nit haki tohan weki le yishpub hata tima yapi na ake. Taku shicha tima enigina kapi. Hechus e yishlutab asna. Ho. Wakhantha kaki chimane tuna unchima kaki. Woyukcha, woyukchapte, lena ake ha kupi. Ash. Unzik taki atoni lessons et hokatakia. Taku wolak hote et chetka unkyuspab unkokitsni. Kong papi. Ho he isha wichokha ki he yake. Abel is off the Tokataka. Te itewapi kalena tohan, walaka bhanta, we nukta laki he ishnala nahakti, chanupa kile oishpinaha, chia inagi. He mi e wan blaki e honey, we wangwa chi hetamu, huh? Na yotiawake, na misham, tochi ki mayuk izi, chante mayuk izi, takwe he wak heki. We are he cheon, huh? Lechins e oksankse etuana lakota wichacha tokiab he e. Chemishan oksanksha eatuan yung khan wichasa wanichapi. Daku kash mila huska hena yuhapi. Hena wichasa hechuns yapi na ho wana le yehun. Yechiti. Wichokhe. Na wiyaki lena iyoti ekia. Cheap na huk wichoni ekig na kapi. Na hena echa wabla zisuta. Na haksi kius papi. At doni. Daku woglaka oktekile wiyan echetke unkrupsni. Ho hena washteshni mitaki. Ho wana lechus e ptala unkina zipi. Chatona huk lengop te yankopi. Le e mak tunjab snio. Taku wak hek yechiti. Wichok he. Hena e hane hechus e ospe makyap. He un chap misha nus nazin e cham. Na oi chok e lechus e. Na ake ampetu onzi akho lechus e. Awanka yu jazab na ha oap heki numki hena hinazi banta. Ake ati ha lecha hub na ha. Yok picha taku wa ste chano na wag like ne pikte. No wana yeska wa ste. As we're running down to our minutes, and we got a few left, about 6 or 7 minutes, I want to thank all of you for listening in to tonight's show, and it's been a great one. What I expressed in the language is to help us all reconnect to the traditional way and values that we still have, and they're still with us when we look at the four-legged and winged creature. And all of you, tonight, again, I'm going to say it as I always say it on past and present shows, I take full responsibility of my actions if I offended you in a harsh intonement. That's not what Chinupa is capable of doing. What I'm helping us understand is keeping this knowledge honorable to the extent where it didn't come from. Where it didn't come from is the people that left us. That's a reverse psychology. Our elders gave us these teachings to help us continue to grow, to get back on that path and move forward instead of going backwards. I've already been back there. And so for all the people that came on tonight, my little brother Bryce, my little brother Lanny, you sisters, Jenny, and Bernice, I keep forgetting Bernice's name, and brother Bill, and many others that didn't come on. This has been a tremendous show of intellectual community, and let me tell you, it's advanced therapy of knowledge, and I love all of you and respect all of you to that. This will help us grow even stronger to make these positive decisions on the independent structure. And I look forward to all of you coming back onto all these shows. And I said this, and so does my sister, Leona. Please, when we come back on the shows, when we dial in ahead of time, introduce yourself so we can kick it right off. And in closing, you all can say whatever you need to do while we got 5-6 minutes left. Go right ahead. And thank you.
Chinupa.
Yeah.
I'll wait. Okay, Chinupa, I want to explain my perspective on things here. My brother, he was a medicine man, but he was also a devout Catholic. So, my perspective on these things come from him, from the teachings that he gave me. Now, when I was in Afghanistan, before we would get attacked, I would have a bear that would come to me in my dream, and he would sit down and we would talk, and he would hold his paw to my hand, and I would rub it, my hand back and forth on his paw. Now, another time I had prayed and I was going through a really hard time because you see hard things there, and I was chasing money. I was contracting.
Lanny, let me interrupt you because we only run short time. Can we bring your subject back up next week? Can you do that on Friday? Stop what you said. Let's bring it up. Let's say our closing remarks, folks, as we got a few minutes left. So I appreciate that. Let's continue that on for next week. Okay.
We have one minute and 20 seconds left.
All right, you guys, say your last closing.
All right, I'll see you guys next week.
Thank you, Jenny.
All right, good night.
Anyone else still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, want to say your last good night?
Well, great show. Lila, we're still on here.
All right. And, thank you, Brother Bill. Look forward to you next week.
We had somebody on mute. What's your name? 605-200?
That's probably Bryce. Bryce?
That's probably Bryce. He borrowed.
Okay. Say your closing remark.
That should do.
Okay. We'll see you next week because Lanny's going to come back on to start the show off with that understanding he brought out. With that, I will it back to you, Bernice. Leona, and thank you for another awesome show. It's great. Some of you I have your phone numbers. I will give you guys a call. And thank you for all participation. Wopala Kanka e Chichapi. As we turn it back over to Sister Leona, and tremendously, this is a great, honorable show, Sister. I love you for coming on board, man. Thank you ever so much for giving us this opportunity.
We'll sing again next week. I have to let them know that some of the callers keep dropping, and I think it might be, and I mentioned this last week, they keep dropping, and they're able to come back on again, but I don't know why they keep dropping. So I'll check that out.
Okay. Thank you, Sister. We love you.
Love you too, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.